show success.
Hello out there, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to this, general edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, I guess. In the news today, the fabulous New Zealand media, of course, and don't worry if you're overseas, we'll be coming to the international news in a moment. Don Brash, coming off his Prohibition-era bowler hat-wearing black and white photos carrying a Tommy gun career, Don Brash is now going to contest the North Shore, which I find very appealing because I happen to live in the North Shore where I'll be able to ambush him daily with a camera. ACT leader Don Brash has changed his mind about standing in an electorate and has picked the North Shore as the place to do so. The North Shore seat has already attracted media attention for national candidate choice of Maggie Barry, a political newcomer and former broadcaster. Maggie Barry's been on radio quite a bit. So, naturally, she'd want to go stand for the biggest party that has the most media coverage for free out of anyone and is completely, utterly biased. So naturally, she'd go for them. Brash says ACT's board persuaded him to stand on the shore and seek the party vote, where it believes it has strong support, considering we're a community of approximately 65 to 70% immigrants. I'm wondering why the ACT party would have such a strong support here. I'm sure we'll soon find out. It's a very important part of the country for us, Brash said. Originally, I planned not to stand in any electorate because I felt it was important to travel the countryside to encourage the party vote, and I'm still planning to do that, he says. He would also be delighted if people give the party and himself the tick at the election, but he is primarily after the party vote. And this is probably because in the last election, they only got 1.4% of the party vote and incidentally wound up with 5 MPs who were standing in electorates anyway. I mean, that's how the system works. It's either A1, the people in your community are just so brainwashed into voting for you endlessly, 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 and it's basically like your electorate, or you want to go out for the party vote, which doesn't really matter anyway, because you ain't going to get up to that 5% if you're a small, pathetic party in this country that everybody freaking hates, like the ACT party. Now, bear in mind, though, I actually agree with a huge amount of ACT's policies. You know, they're against the search and surveillance bill. They're against infringing on people's civil liberties and such. However, what they are pro for is selling off state assets, selling us out to the World Bank and IMFers. Okay, so it undermines anything that I would have an agreement with them on because they support the very banksters who wind up getting that legislation passed in practically every country they involve themselves in. Have a look at any country that's gotten huge World Bank loans and have a look at how good their civil rights record is. Not that great, I can assure you. He lived on the North Shore for 17 years before going to Wellington to be the Reserve Bank governor. Does anybody like find the timing of that next line I read out in the article quite amusing, considering what I just said? Brash's children and their families live in Takapuna. The former National List candidate and party leader has twice failed to win the East Coast Bay's electorate as a national candidate. He lost the 1980 by-election and 1981 general election due to Social Credit's Gary Knapp. And you know for a fact that if you get beaten by Social Credit, you're definitely a bit of a scumbag, and people just realise There's got to be a better way. His 1980 bid may have been hampered by Prime Minister Robert Muldoon's pre-election announcement of the Harbour Bridge toll rise. He knows how every time they want to build something new for the community so that they can go about commerce better and clearer and have better transport and whatnot in their city, they always wind up having to pay out of the pocket for it in order to use it, which their ratepayer money already paid for, which the government could already just create money out of nothing to pay for. Doesn't it seem a little bit odd? You know, that's the whole thing about public-private partnerships. Everybody pays. Except, of course, the ridiculously oversized companies that they wind up having running the show and incidentally cleaning up all the profits off the top and leaving the public holding the bag. Or at least that's my opinion, and I could be wrong. He believes his 1981 bid was hampered by strategic voting by Labour voters for social credit. He was the third highest polling national candidate that year, he says. Now, how many people that were living on the North Shore 20 years ago, 30 years ago, mind you, are still there today and are still active Don Brash supporters after he forced the interest rates up. Kept all the interest rates down, forced a whole lot of borrowing and put a whole bunch of people out of work. About 100,000 people lost their jobs because of him just arbitrarily keeping the money supply down. I just really don't like the scumbag, quite frankly. And honestly, you can't get to a position where you're the leader of some description of party and you're a bald-headed, glasses-wearing, power suit, throw-on scumbag without basically lying to most people. That's how elections are these days. I'm afraid. I really am afraid to say it, but it's got to be said. Nobody else is going to say it. Look, they're rigged, okay? Rigged in some way, shape, or form. It might not necessarily be the votes. It might not necessarily be the mainstream media copious quantities of propaganda coverage. It might not be the collective ignorance of the entire country having absorbed such propaganda and social schooled indoctrination and whatnot for all their freaking lives that rigs the election. But sure enough, somebody who you don't want to win will always freaking win. And if you voted for the person that does wind up winning, you wind up realizing very, very early on that everything that they said that they were going to do was BS to milk your freaking vote out of you. Track record, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody has a record of screwing up your country and they come back 30 years later and say, oh, I've got new principles now. Yeah, right, mate, you just changed them because everybody figured out what your original ones were. But those haven't changed at all, really. You're just telling us what we want to hear so that we'll vote for you so that you can screw us over again. I'm not falling for it. Nor should anybody else. It's just total BS of the politics in this country. Unbelievable. I mean, you get this. Ahmadinejad, who did a speech at the UN, I think last time I saw him do a speech at the UN, he said that 9/11 was an inside job, said that women need to be treated with respect and dignity, and that corporate banks should stop ripping off the people of the world. And he also criticised Israel a little bit. Some people said he said that they should be driven into the sea, but that's not what he said at all. He said they had a right to exist and people should stop attacking them and they should stop trying to drive the Gazans into the sea or something along those lines. It's amazing how mainstream media twists words. It's amazing how you misremember things too. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Let me try that again. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad attacked Western powers for a catalogue of misdeeds at the United Nations General Assembly, prompting France to lead a walkout of several denigrations, as the UN representatives may be. Ahmadinejad accused the United States of using the September 11th, 2001 attacks as a pretext to launch wars on Iraq and Afghanistan and calling the attacks mysterious. Now, does that sound familiar to a lot of truthers out there? Now, what? There's a whole lot of hype going out about Iran, like, oh, they've got nuclear weapons. Blah, blah, blah. I think what Ahmadinejad's doing, it's just my personal opinion, is that he's trying to call out 9/11 as an inside job, talk about pretexts and invading countries that didn't do nothing wrong, so that the public will actually have an awareness of this when the next media campaign of war in Iran starts. I could be wrong. He said the US and its allies, quote, view Zionism as a sacred notion and ideology. And it's not a religion, Zionism. No, that's a political ideology. That's kind of like our nice Nazi forefathers in Germany thought was a brilliant idea. But of course, they didn't really come up with the idea. It's all funded by banks, and it fits their modus operandi to a T. Have you ever noticed that it's basically if you become like an Uber banker with the most money in the freaking world that you can make up out of absolutely nothing, you suddenly turn into an a-hole? It's inextricable. By using their imperialistic media network, which is under the influence of colonialism, they threaten anyone who questions the Holocaust and the September 11 event with sanctions and military actions, Ahmadinejad said. His address to the UN failed to mention Tehran's disputed nuclear program. Well, man, somebody's trying to get nuclear power plants. Man, you can't allow them to do that. Can't allow them to get weapons that they can to actually defend themselves with and act as a deterrent against perhaps, I don't know, the world's largest military that invades people for absolutely no good reason and manufactures evidence and lies endlessly. It's like, you know that there's this real psycho guy next door, right? And you know that he's a chronic liar. You know he's a philanderer. You know he's a thief. You know he's an aggressive, abusive, psychotic mofo. He'll probably try and kill you at some point after some reason that he made up in his own head. And then when you get a gun to protect yourself, he goes to the cops and said, this guy's paranoid. This guy's crazy. This guy's a threat to me. That's basically what's going on here. The Iranian leader made only a passing reference to the Palestinian issue, which has overshadowed this year's UN General Assembly, and did not comment on the Palestinian plan to ask the UN Security Council to recognise their nascent state. Now, what does the Security Council do? Does anyone know the difference between the UN General Assembly and Security Council? Security Council rules, okay? They have dictatorial veto power, basically. Oh, somebody that is going against our interests wants to pass something so that they'll actually be able to have a recognised state and stop being invaded and bombed with white phosphorus. Let's veto it! Mark Kornblau, spokesman for the US mission at the UN, condemned Ahmadinejad's remarks. Mr. Ahmadinejad had a chance to address his own people's aspirations for freedom and dignity, but instead he again turned to abhorrent anti-Semitic slurs and despicable conspiracy theories, Kornblau said in a statement. Now, did he know that 80% of Jews aren't Semitic? Do you know about the Ashkenazis? Do you know about the Talmudic peoples? No! This guy doesn't know anything about that. This is a great way of he uses two fabulous demonization terms. As soon as you question anything to do with the Israel, like the fact that the Stern Gan and the Ergen bombed a huge hotel in downtown Tel Aviv one time against their own freaking people, assassinated their own leaders in order to bring people in at a record rate and what have you to build the state, they don't want to mention any of that. Okay, you can't tell them about the massive X-ray machines that they brought in where they shot like 50,000 times the amount of radiation into the heads of Sephardic Jews, I think. This kind of stuff goes on, and yet anybody who questions it, suddenly a racist. Nothing to do with racist, it's to do with history. What I don't care about the colour of your skin or the history of your ethnicity. If you're killing people and you're not sorry about it and you ain't getting punished for it and you're being freaking ruthless, if you're lying all the time and committing terrorist acts, then I don't like you and I'm going to criticise you. Okay, because that is really dangerous stuff. Iran, what terrorist acts have they committed so far? Other than Al-Qaeda working with the CIA, blowing up bridges and stuff like that in their territory over the last couple of years. blowing up power plants, water plants, etc. That look like they're preparing for some description of invasion. And here we go. This is the lovely media right here, right now. If you mention any of this, you're anti-Semitic and a conspiracy theorist. So you're racist and you're insane. Now, again, conspiracy theories are a good thing. All right? At the very least, they're very interesting if they're not true. And if they are true, then they make almost everything else, especially mainstream media, relatively irrelevant on the whole, because nothing they say actually tends to matter anymore. This is all just BS hatched into these tiny little quotes, you know? Despicable conspiracy theories. Oh, we're so despicable, aren't we? We think for ourselves. How dare we? How dare we express some description of independent thought and wanting for the freedom of humanity? How dare we? That's just terroristic in itself, isn't it? Wanting some description of freedom for your own people? Not wanting to have white phosphorus rain down on you like it was frickin' gumdrops from the sky? In school? Having snipers snipe your soccer players while your national team is trying to practice? Okay, this is not a biased news piece here. No, not at all. This is perfectly nice, humane, and balanced, and packed full of information by which people can understand what actually happens here and what the context is. Right? Not! That's what I find really irritating about mainstream media. They'll tell you what happened, but they won't tell you about the context in which it freaking happened. And New Zealand was also part of the bunch of UN people to walk out of this Ahmadinejad speech, because obviously we can't support terrorism, can we? We'll be right back after the break. 402-237-2525 is the number to call in. The Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level. Nobody of it is worth. Hey. No reason to get excited. The thing they kind is bold. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Now, the Depression, the Great Depression itself, interesting statistic, I heard one time, forget where I heard it though, during the Great Depression in the United States, there was 90% of people living in rural areas growing their own food, and 10% of people living in urban areas not growing their own food. And during that depression, 10 million people in the U.S. starved to death. At a time in which, of course, the United States gave $1 trillion plus, and that's, at the time, that amount of money, which is goodness knows how much today, to Nazi Germany to help it rebuild. And then, of course, had to wind up getting out of its depression by having an enormous amount of war machines that they had to build and pay for and go over there. And get all their boys shot up to kill a tyrant that they funded. Isn't that sweet ass? At least nobody is starving to death. Now, eight reasons why the Great Depression is the best case scenario. This article just did. We are on the verge of a collapse far greater than the Great Depression, and we are far less capable of taking care of ourselves. Our way of life is dangerously dependent upon the ability for us to create unlimited amount of debt and the willingness of others to buy into that debt. This way of life has a mathematically inevitable end, and things that cannot go on forever won't. So let's look at 8 reasons why the Great Depression is the best case scenario, and also look at how difficult the Depression was for people who were far more prepared to deal with a harsh world. Number 1. Back during the Depression, most of America could feed themselves with farming. Now we only know corporate Frankenfood. Number 2. Back then, people only knew of real wealth. Now we think of the digits in our brokerage account in wealth. Number 3. Back then, people had a strong family on community support systems. Now, we live little lives of narcissism. Number 4. Back then, people had a strong spiritual strength. Now we have chemically induced denial. And chemically lobotomized people. Number five, people were fit and strong, both in body, mind, and spirit. Now, we're obese and willingly ignorant. Number 6. Back then, people had a classical education to help them figure things out. Now we wait for answers. Number 7. Back then, people had a real economy. Now we have a consumer debt economy. Number 8. Back then, people did physical activity for fun. Now we have entertainment that turns us into mental and physical mush. Yep. Society changes quite a lot with social engineering, doesn't it? Public schools, for example, the very first public schools that opened in the United States, to my recollection, had to have soldiers on horseback dragging the children away from their parents to go to public school. You know why public school started up, don't you? Because in Prussia, during the Franco-Prussian Wars, they decided that they would institute a public schooling system so that they would be able to indoctrinate an entire generation of children to grow up and be willing and able, physically fit soldiers for the state, for their war against France. And they were so successful and beat France so resoundingly, and the France had a big grudge on the them and their German Kaisers and whatnot after that everybody else decided it would be a fabulous idea to have public schooling too. That way you can indoctrinate people into whatever the heck you want them to do. You want them to be soldiers? Great. You want them to be lazy? Great. You want them to be workers who don't question anything? Great. Give them a rudimentary amount of knowledge and give them a huge amount of debt so that they can't talk their way out of working. And just slave them out and suck every bit of dollar out of their life while you can, whilst keeping them ignorant, unhealthy, and incapable of resisting your programming. Or at least that's the idea. At least that's the ideology. Unfortunately, the human being always has a lot of wild cards, a lot of them, you know, like some kind of equation that can't be balanced, something that's unpredictable. And it doesn't matter how hard you try to brainwash people, how hard you try to suppress them, there will always be people who just won't take it. And they'll figure out ways to destroy you because they're far more creative and cunning than any amount of psychologists, any amount of intelligence agencies, and any amount of prime sinisters or president BSs. Now, I'd like to take a few seconds to look at the facts of the shame. And it seems like what we're looking at now is these really, really terrible photos coming out over the world that kind of are very reminiscent of Prohibition era. You know, we've got people that are living in tent cities now. We got people that are living on the side of railroad tracks. Children crying because they're hungry. You know, look at the Horn of Africa. I think of this as kind of like a very global depression that we're about to start. Don't you think? You know, it's not going to be something that's entirely one-sided. Now, that would be okay if that was the case, but the problem is, again, as we were talking about earlier, people don't know how to feed themselves now. Okay? It's really quite horrific when you think about it. Because what happens when people get hungry? They get angry. Really angry, and they do things like this revolution in Egypt. It's been called the revolution of the stomach, because food prices had gotten so out of control that people really just couldn't afford a few shekels to get a feed. You know, get angry enough, have enough internet, enough mainstream media, beautiful. You can accomplish a revolution like that. And of course, if it all goes to hell, you might have to go to some deep underground base, like is allegedly underneath Denver Airport. And it turns out that Obama and a whole bunch of globalists are going to be descending on Denver Airport for September 27th. So, 4 days' time, they'll be at their alleged, you know, Uber International Airport, which has murals all over the world of, like, scary police state freaking troops looking like things, massive fires going up all over the place, all these animals locked in these crystal cages and things like that, and it looks like their DNA is being preserved or what have you. It's real freaky stuff, these murals on the wall, and they're giant. And they're all over the place, depicting like the end of the world type crap. And then there was an episode of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura where they talked to some people who are doing contracting there. And they've got these mass underground tunnels there, man. So much freaky stuff that you'd wonder why would they all be converging there. The most powerful people in the world would be converging there on one particular day. Would it be the rehearsal or the real deal? Who knows? Because there's some people talking about this Comet Elenin and what have you, and I haven't looked into it, to be honest, so I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, if there was some description of Comet coming to kill us, there's nothing we could do about it, so we're all screwed anyway. So just enjoy yourself as if nothing's going to happen. Obama isn't taking an international flight from Denver. He will be joining other globalist leaders at the Denver, quote-unquote, New World Order headquarters. You won't see them because they will descend underground. Why underground? Well, one reason could be the Comet Elenin Earth-Sun alignment on September 26th and 27th, 2011. Another is a CIA, Knights of the Holy See, false flag nuclear detonations in the United States Midwest. NASA recently warned its people to prepare for an outside threat event. In his warning to the NASA families, he mentioned that NASA recently participated in a FEMA exercise called Eagle Horizon, the 2011 Eagle Horizon exercise that took place during the week of June 20th, dealt with the process by which government transfers all aspects of authority, including the personnel responsible, for operations, the facilities that will be used, and even the maintenance of oil, gas, and mineral operations throughout the country. It's kind of like a fallback position, you know? You have a drill, just in case everybody else is screwed, we can still keep operating as an industry by seizing all the assets and taking it off whoever owned them, you know, that kind of thing. An outline of the Eagle Horizon 2011 exercise has been released by the U.S. Department of the Interior Bureau of Land Development. Now, the focus are two aspects of devolution, planned and unplanned. How we devolve the Washington and state office operations is the focus of Eagle Horizon 2011. Planned is when, based on the threat, there is time to move leadership and key operations to your alternate site. Unplanned is when the event is sudden and without warning. Relocation to your alternate facility, orders of succession, and delegations of authority are immediately implemented where necessary. Reconstitution is the restoration of normal operations from the primary or alternate location. For example, you know, let's say the White House staff, instead of working out of the White House, they'd instead be working in some big room together or something in a big office underground. You know, just to make sure the government keeps passing legislation to tax the irradiated zombies that are still walking around. And then after a nuclear disaster, they wouldn't have too much more work to do. FEMA has templates for devolution and reconstitution that will guide and assist you in developing and formalizing your future plans. You know what the word shadow government means? The hidden hand behind the government? Being able to seize control in an emergency? Probably a pretextual emergency, mind you. Yeah, that's what's going on here, methinks. What I reckon is that the globalists are real scared right now. They're scared of us. They're scared of the resistance. They're scared of people talking about it. They want us to shut up and think that everybody will think that we're crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. Even if we don't shut up, people will still think we're freaking crazy because we've still got these beliefs. And if you want to do something about it, hey, keeping your mouth shut's just not going to cut it. Okay? Come out in the open. You know? Bring it on. If somebody wants to take over my country, you can be damn skippy, there's already people trying. I'm not going to sit around and be quiet about it. I'm going to do the best I can to expose their scumbaggery and get them kicked the F out of my nation. And the same should be true of every patriot worldwide, no matter which country you belong to, no matter which flag you swear false allegiance to. Because ultimately, I don't swear allegiance to a flag. I don't swear allegiance to some queen or some parliament or some government. I swear it to my country. And the people in it. Because the government basically doesn't represent them. And hasn't for quite some time. It's very simple. Think about what the average person wants and needs. And then look at the last 30 years odd. See if everybody's gotten what they wanted, what they needed. See if they're healthier, healthier, happier, more intelligent. No. Sorry. It's just not the case. Everybody's gotten sick, everybody's gotten dumb, and everybody's gotten lazy. That is not an accident, because there's a heck of a lot you can do to dumb, lazy, and sick people. Like, take them over with very little resistance. We'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the lighter side of genocide. The place where Apocalypse Now is Apocalypse, thank goodness. Now, we have a caller on the line here, one of our regulars, Jason. Jason, bro, you're on the air, man. Welcome back.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, you're scaring the heck out of me. I'm going to be in the Denver airport on the 27th. Like, right now, I'm on my way to Kansas. I'm helping my friend move, and I'm going to fly back on the 27th, and I have a layover at the Denver airport.
Oh, wow. Awesome, bro. You'll be amongst the globalist filth right when the apocalypse happens. Doesn't that sound fun? Take a video, cameraman. Maybe if New Zealand survives the apocalypse, you could probably upload it to me via rock wire Wi-Fi or something.
Yeah. Hey, do you know where the murals are in the Denver airport? Do you have to go out of security to see them?
Oh, go see the old Jesse Ventura episode on the Denver airport and the deep underground bases. They're all over the place. You can't miss them, bro. They're a full-on public display. Basically, if you miss them, then you've probably got way too dark a pair of sunglasses on. And obviously, you were looking at the floor the whole time.
Right, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that episode of Ventura in the Denver airport. But, hey, also, what do you make of the airplanes with the Arabic writing underneath them that they found? Did you hear about that story?
Nah, man. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Southwest Airlines, they discovered that somebody had, like, spray-painted or wrote Arabic writing underneath them, and nobody knows who or where. It could be like it's in the news. You can Google it, and
just sounds like a psyop, you know, some CIA agent or something like that decides to get a spray can and go happy-go-lucky underneath the planes and go, we'll blame it on the terrorists.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know, you started talking about that, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be in the Denver airport on that day. So I'll be looking out for underground bases.
Look out for globalist slime bags, too. Apparently you can smell them before you can see them.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to be sensing it all day.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, something's going down.
They wear CK1 and scent of raped baby.
Right. Maybe we'll get a
nice information.
Yeah. But I just wanted to call in and let you know. So maybe on Tuesday when I get back, I'll call and tell you what I saw.
Yeah. And if the comet hits, then I'm sure we'll meet up afterwards.
Right.
Of afterlife scenario. I go, hey, bro, did you see David Rockefeller? And you were like, yeah, I told him to leave Chile.
Oh, God. See, well, let's hope it's the lighter side.
Yeah, man. Well, look at it this way. You could freak out or you could cackle about it. Either way, you appear crazy, except when you cackle about it, you're a lot less stressed.
Right. Who knows where the stock market will be by Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Speaking of which, global revolution. Have you heard of this? The New York Wall Street protests has been going now for quite a few days, and people getting arrested every now and again. You know, not too many. I reckon everybody just needs to freaking link arms and make sure the evil New York City NYPD in your cap bucket police need to just leave everybody the F alone. And all those protesters need to link arms and make sure that they can't take anybody even if they wanted to.
Yeah, nobody's covering it. I think one of the mainstream medias are covering it, but hardly anybody is, and they're going to stay there for like a month. That's the plan.
Well, DC
but they
is
got
actually,
a blackout.
DC is next on the list, apparently. Like, what's happened? This happened in Wisconsin, I think, was it? Where the center of the city got shut down like a month or two ago. And now New York Wall Street has been shut down by protesters, and something like 50,000 of them. And there's a whole bunch that stay overnight and camp out. So it's a permanent freaking protest, an occupation, if you will. And apparently the district of Our Lady Columbia, in all her demon-worshipping fashions, is next. So I hope, frankly, that as few people get arrested as humanly possible, and that the protests themselves don't get ignored continuously by the mainstream media. I mean, well, look at it this way. This is the way that the alternative media can blackmail the mainstream media into getting their freaking way, all right? Get as much coverage of this issue as you can on all the alternative media. Everybody will start tuning into us, and the mainstream media will start losing all their audience because they know that they're just being lied to. And then the mainstream media is forced to cover it in order to maintain some sense of credibility. Okay. And Jason just dropped off there. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, bro. I don't think it was me. But this is actually a very important subject to be discussing because of the fact that we are having, for the first time to my mind, major protests about the actual culprits. Often people will blame their economics on the government and say, oh, you're not doing your job or what have you. Often people will blame them on foreign companies. Oh, you're not doing them because you have to. No, man. Blame Wall Street. Okay, where do you think all these massive financial final destination type accidental nail gun through your head type of legislation comes from? It's all Wall Street bankers and lawyers. Scum of the frickin' earth, to put it bluntly. These people are just women using, cocaine abusing, suit wearing, latte sipping, Ferrari driving, finger giving off the flipping scum, right? These people just basically tell the world, kiss my rump, because I don't care what happens to you. I made $10 million today, and it just means that I'm better than you, because I managed to make a heck of a lot of money out of doing some gambling today. And when I say gambling, I mean that the derivatives market and trade, when Glass-Steagall was repealed back in 98 or 99, I believe, attempted to have the State Gaming Commission of New York try to come in and regulate derivatives trading because of its remarkable similarity with full-on, big-time, ultimo bet gambling. Right? These people are basically gambling addicts. And instead of, you know, smoking cigarettes endlessly and getting drunk and then just sitting at the pokies machine all night long hoping for that big payoff, they go out and hire hookers, limousines, and eat at the finest restaurants. They're real high rollers. That's ultimately what we've got going on here. It's their business to be a freaking gambler, a professional gambler. I mean, seriously, these people wouldn't win at PokerStars or anything like that, but they're certainly winning today with golden parachutes. And goodness knows what else legislation that gets passed to finance them further, to further destroy the country, to further undermine its economy, to further corrupt its government. That's what we got going on here. And people are tired of it. I'm freaking sick of it. I hate turning on the news every night and hearing BS flow like a waterfall. It's like the Niagara BS. Honestly. And occasionally you see a globalist coming over the BS waterfall in a barrel that smashes on the bottom when he gets exposed for being such a freaking scumbag. And I like that. But the problem is you only find these scumbags getting exposed properly by alternative media. Occasionally, you'll get a decent journalist or what have you in a mainstream media news source who sees a story, sees the truth of it, reports the truth of it, and then, boy, do they get freaking in trouble with their producers! Oh, yeah! They're not going to be happy with you whatsoever! And you ain't going to have a job, missy, unless you report what we're telling you to report on and the way we want it reported, and the way we want it propagandized, and the way we want it broadcast. We want your voice to be soft. We want your words to be small, preferably not more than three syllables. We want your intelligence level to drop somewhat so that people watching in won't learn too much, too exponentially. You understand, missy? This is how we run the media here. Yes. Oh, yes. And you will comply. Or you'll be on the street with all these protesting filth with no possibility of a job
in this industry ever again.
You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And you might also go friggin' nuts if you happen to be working for a mainstream media source that has absolutely no care about any of the people that it reports on. I can't understand the mentality. Why would you ever want to work for somebody who doesn't allow you to say what you want, to say what you think? You wind up building up this huge base of resentment, not only for the people that suppress you from talking, but for yourself. Because you shut up, because you didn't say anything, because you didn't stand up when it was the right time. You didn't stand up for yourself. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Don't be fooled by all these scumbags, because they don't have a shred of credibility left. We'll be right back after the break. 402-237-2525.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It just seems really amusing, doesn't it, when you wind up looking at the news and sure enough, every single time you read an article, there's some form of scumbaggery going down, like there's no freaking tomorrow. And in fact, isn't it interesting how a lot of the articles coming out, particularly on our conspiracy websites and whatnot, make it appear quite scary and make you think that perhaps there might not be a tomorrow. It's kind of like you feed your own insecurity in that matter, don't you? And it's like, man, look, if it's our time to die, it's our time to die. Who freaking cares? At least I had a damn good journey. All right. This is why I disagree with the whole idea of having a bucket list, because a bucket list means that once you've finished it, there's nothing else you've got to live for, so you just wind up dying. All right. What about all those unknown things, you know, like children that might be born to your kids? You know, you get to see your grandkids and what have you. You know, that'd be great. And you just didn't. It just wasn't on your bucket list. You know, watch my children get married, or see my grandchildren come into the world, or fulfill any of those other things that you can wind up doing that are really lovely in old age, which unfortunately, unless you're taking care of your health, will be a very, very, very frustrating few decades indeed. You know, getting up 17 times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, that's not cool. That's not cool at all, man. Adult diapers, nah, man. There's so much illnesses and sicknesses that we all suffer in later life now because of accumulated toxicology in our bodies. Virtually everything's poisonous. You know, water's poison. Scientists won't drink it. It's just, and you get people who argue about the water quality who are like, well, there's a safe level, isn't there? This is what it is, blah, 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 blah. You know, the safe level of, I think the top three most toxic poisons known to man are arsenic, fluoride, and cyanide. Now, the proposed safe levels of cyanide and arsenic are around the 1 in 500 million parts. All right? Fluoride is 1 per million. Think about that. How much extra toxicity there is in your water with one of the most dangerous chemicals known to man. Okay, a lot of people will agree with me, and they're wrong. It's just that simple. But, moving on. A recent article in USA Today raises the question, if the developments in Libya show Obama's overall approach to foreign policy in the beginning of what probably might be called the Obama Doctrine. Well, if Obama's approach to foreign policy can be called a doctrine, it could easily be defined in these terms. I will use the full power of the CIA and the U.S. military to steal the resources of any country who opposes the intrusion of Wall Street bankers, oil magnates, and transnational corporations. However, isn't this exactly what American presidents have been doing since Woodrow Wilson's times? Good point! Everybody's been corrupted in the U.S. presidency. And if you don't, and if you get in there, and by for some reason you use your corrupt position as a president to actually try and do some good, because you see just how bad everything is, and you develop a conscience all of a sudden, you get assassinated. You know? What were the last two pieces of legislation that JFK signed into law? Oh, yeah, that's right. Presidential Directive 11110 and 11111, which were two abolishing acts. One of them abolished the CIA, and the other one abolished the Federal Reserve and the IRS and instituted a new currency to be distributed by acts of Congress. In other words, he tried to do what Andrew Jackson did and kill the bank. Kill the bank that was killing America. But they killed him. Probably in no small part with the help of their CIA buddies. Who also weren't happy about being shut down arbitrarily by some little presidente who doesn't know how the world really works. Yeah, it's just like, man, you think you know what's going on here, mate? We can kill you in broad daylight with thousands of witnesses, and we can still make it, and we can make the entire public believe that it was just one guy who managed to riddle the road, the car, and you with bullets. Okay, something like 17 bullet holes were found on and around where the car was when it was being shot. Okay, that freaking car got sprayed. And afterwards, there was like something over 100 eyewitnesses died. Okay? Got killed in suspicious circumstances. Alleged suicides and what have you. Okay? That's what happens when you don't play ball. It's like Bill Hicks said, whenever you get elected, you go into this big smoky room with people with cigars and what have you, puffing away the smoke, and they just show you a reel of Kennedy driving down the mall from an angle that you haven't seen before. Almost look, it was taken from the grassy knoll. And watch President get shot. Any questions? Yeah. What can I do for you? Because obviously if I don't do what you want, I'll be a dead man. So I wonder what would happen if Barack Obama tried to keep his promises after the election. Would he have suddenly done what so many people had hoped would change the country? You know, unfortunately, after Obama was elected, the only thing that you got on to hope for is to hope the crash is a lot more sudden and horrific so that you die before having to suffer through too much of it. And the only change you can get is the kind of stuff you have to beg for in the streets with a little styrofoam cup and a beanie. You know, this guy freaking ruined America. In the first year in office, dig this. I found this statistic hilarious. He spent more money in his first year than all of the previous presidents in the entire history, all the way back to George Washington, combined. $1 trillion worth of bailout. $1 trillion! And goodness knows how badly that's been overinflated. He's sent here as a cruel hoax to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, to steal all of its assets, to amalgamate it into a new world order freaking puppetry of the pistol. You know, that's basically what's going on here. You're just being turned into the thug bullies and retarded, steroid-ridden global cops of the future. a population of young kids who can't do anything except aim a gun on a computer. And incidentally, that'll become really handy once robotic warfare basically comes in, allegedly, according to some socialist article or whatnot. The US government is planning to replace most of its frontline troops with robotic warfare devices by the year 2020. Now, that sounds a little bit strange and Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque, but how many times have you heard crazy stories? Like, they're going to put microchips in the vaccine. Oh, okay, they are putting microchips in the vaccines. Damn! They're putting mercury in the vaccines to dumb you down. Oh my God, it does. They're putting aspartame in the drinks and everything, and they'll put holes in your brain and make you go blind and make you really, really sick. Oh my God, it does. They're putting radiation all over the meat that goes out and shipped all over America and all over the world, so that basically all the bacteria die and get irradiated in a pool of their own feces, and then they eat it and then they feed it to you. You know, this stuff is going on. The only reason why you don't know it's going on is because it's working so freaking well. There's a million things to learn about this world. I mean, this is what I don't get about people. They think that they got the world figured out. Who in their right mind would conceive that they've got the world figured out? That's so, so insane. In reality, they haven't figured it out. They've given up on trying. And they've decided to lie to themselves and say that they do, just so that they have an excuse not to learn anything new that challenges their worldview. Because they're not willing to adapt, they're not willing to evolve, they're not willing to survive. Basically, they've had their spirit and their will freaking broken. Going around and accusing people of being conspiracy theorists, accusing them of being dangerous, accusing them of being enemies of the resistance, you know, in their Luciferian BS type of ways, you know, with all this crap. I don't care about somebody's reasoning for what they do, to a large extent. You know, have a look at what the result is of what they do. And if it's a bad result, hey, you got to criticize them, because if people stop criticizing each other, you wind up only having people going around, not giving a flying F about anybody else, and getting away with everything that they want to do. Okay? That's the reason why we have laws and enforcement officers and things of that. Or allegedly, this is the reason we're supposed to have them, is so that when people break the rules, when they hurt people, when they damage their property, when they destroy things, they get some freaking comeuppance as a deterrent so that other people won't do it. How many deterrents have we had against presidential and prime ministerial freaking dictatorial takeovers and bills being passed for absolutely no freaking reason? I mean, I see nothing else. It's all that happens. Presidential directives. In New Zealand, we call it passing the law under urgency, because it's obviously so urgent that we need to just surveil everybody without a warrant. Yeah, it's urgent. We need that now because we're in trouble and everybody's exposing us and everybody's telling us that we're scum. Dominating the Facebook, dominating the YouTube, dominating the alternative airwaves, calling up into the mainstream media, talkback radio show host, and telling them they're a scumbag for saying that people who think 9/11 is an inside job are crazy. Okay? This is the type of viral marketing, weaponry, and warfare that we all must get done. And I seriously won't stand for their BS much longer. In fact, I think I've already taken a stand, haven't I? And I'm either going to fall over or die. I don't care which. We have a very special caller here. The Greek, you're on, mate.
Hey. Hey, all right, Vinny. Hey, yeah, speaking man. Of... all right. Speaking of scumbaggery, recently did some research, and have you ever heard of a book called Futility, written by Morgan Robertson? It was written around 1898?
No.
All right, well, guess what? It actually mirrors the Titanic, which happened 4 years later on. It's a book about a large ship called the Titan, which shares a lot of similarities to the Titanic, and it was written 14 years before the tragedy of the Titanic. I mean, they both had the same amount of passengers. The ships were about the same size, and they both, you know, pretty much resembled each other. And it was written 14 years before, and the ship was sunk, and most of its passengers died. So here you go. You do a little bit of research, and you notice that many of the people who died on the Titanic were prominent bankers that opposed the private banking system. To name a few would be like John Astor, right, and Strauss, and the Miller families. So they were actually put in, one can easily conclude, of course, you know, being a conspiracy theorist in a way, that these people were basically coached to go on a vacation on the Titanic to eliminate the opposition. And a fictional book was written about this full 14 years before the events actually happened, which actually happened in 1911, which is another 911.
Wow.
Go figure, and look it up. The book is Futility. You can do a little bit of research on it, and the similarities are eerie. So, I mean,
now, they always plan these things out in advance, don't they, bro? You know, the Club of Rome planned out the global warming debacle ages in advance. The stock market crash in the 20s was planned well in advance. That all the elite who were loaning out all this fake money for people's stocks pulled all their money out of the stock market and put it in gold and silver to retain its value, and then called in everybody else's loans in order to bankrupt everybody and buy up the economy for pennies on the dollar. You know, this stuff is basically textbook.
Yeah, it's pretty much planned so far in advance, like maybe decades in advance, if not even longer. The thing that I see that they're having a problem with now internally is the new people in charge. The old guys have pretty much died out. Don't think they know what they're doing. And there's a lot of evidence of infighting. Even though I shouldn't say evidence, because you won't see it on television or so, but you just see how sloppy things are. They're just so sloppy, it's almost unbelievable.
I think it's more like their contempt for mankind has reached that limit where they basically don't recognize how obvious that they're being, because they just think that everybody's so moronic that they'll never see it in a million years.
Yeah, and it's also bizarre. Like, look at Libya, for example. How many people do you think know that there's no electricity bill in Libya? And Gaddafi, you know, you don't pay for electricity there.
Yeah, well, I think it's like what's going on. Hold on. We'll bring you back after the break, Greg, if you want to hold on there. Well, I think what's really going on with Libya is just the same thing that goes on all the rest of the world, that before they get invaded, they got something you want and they got a good lifestyle. You've got to destroy it before they provide an example to somebody. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
That is the Monsanto GMO theme song coming to a field near you. And a great time. In fact, I heard one time that there was in Texas, right, during some of the spring months or something like that, when the GMO crops are all in bloom and their pollen is all in the air, heaps of people come down sick, bro. One time there was a report coming out that something like 45% or 50% of the population in Houston, Texas was freaking ill. Isn't that lovely? We've got new news in here. A Monsanto shill and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says government will change the way citizens eat. And welcome back to my very special caller, the Greek, as well. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, a known shill and promoter of Monsanto and biotechnology, has said that the government needs to transition and change the way the population eats. Speaking to members of the National Restaurants Associate on Monday, Vilsack It sounds like a sack full of villainy, doesn't it? That said, the Americans need to adjust their taste to like what the government believes they should eat. This is a quote from CNSnews.com. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told members of the National Restaurant Association on Monday that Americans need to adjust, quote, their tastes so that they like the kind of food the government believes they should eat. And, quote, we have to make sure that what we do is create the appropriate transition, i.e. with the least amount of resistance to copious quantities of biotechnology and everything like that, because Monsanto's aluminium-resistant crops, thanks to chemtrailing, will probably be the only thing that grows, and they've got to prepare everybody for being absolute, complete food surf slaves to the freaking system, don't they? And they need to do it in a very nice, loving way, of course, because otherwise people might say, hey, this restricts our freedom to eat! And I
know, Vinny,
if there's any other country on the earth that loves freedom to eat other than America, it's New Zealanders. And we've got legislation being passed through, but yeah, go ahead, sorry.
That fellow, Mr. Nutsack, I'm sorry, Vilsack, is it? Yeah, he...
Must have been a Freudian slip there.
Yeah, what he doesn't tell you is if you go to the main campus of corporate Monsanto, wherever it is there in Wisconsin or Ohio somewhere, upon entering their main cafeteria, they have a prominent sign displayed on the Monsanto campus cafeteria stating that they do not serve GMO foods in the Monsanto cafeteria. This is true. You could do some research on it. I've looked at it. It's not on the internet, but someone should post it. With one of those little, hidden cams,
Yeah. Well, so
now, isn't that
like
talk about blatant, I mean.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, look at it this way. How many people who are part of, the financial elite eat GMO food? None of them. They're all getting the finest, organic, imported, etc., etc. They eat the top quality stuff, and they encourage everybody through their interest to eat all this crap, which the body can't recognize, which disrupts your DNA to a large extent, so I've been led to believe, and is basically one of the most dangerous threats to all biodiversity on this planet that we've ever seen.
True. What's interesting is if the bugs don't want to eat it, you shouldn't either.
Yeah, I mean, look at it this way. If you've got a crop that makes its own pesticide so that it repels insects, do you think that for some reason that pesticide, which can kill insects, is going to be good for you?
Right.
What's going on here? Then they've got all these Roundup Ready soybeans where you can spray them with copious amounts of Roundup and they won't die. And they've still got copious amounts of Roundup on them when they get harvested, and they've still got copious amounts of Roundup residue in them when you're eating them.
Yeah. A little while back, I was in a market buying in the grocery department. I saw a woman buying a head of lettuce, and she promptly screamed and dropped the lettuce. And I asked her, what's wrong? And she says, well, there's a bug in my lettuce. I said, great, that's the one you want to buy and take home.
Yeah, I had some lettuce the other day, and it had dirt all over it, and it had a slug in it, and I was like, man, that's good lettuce,
Yeah, exactly.
It's good enough for the slug, it's good enough for me.
The moral of the story is man has allowed his senses to deceive him. First they tell you that the bugs are bad, right? And then they follow through with making plants that bugs won't eat, so those plants must be good, right?
Yeah, it's all in the name of protecting your harvest and protecting your crop and whatnot, right? Like, people don't want their bugs eating their crops and cutting into their bottom line, so they spray them with copious amounts of herbicides and pesticides to make sure weeds and other plants that you don't want on these single-plant farms, which is just the most unnatural way of growing stuff forever, whatever, and then spraying them with copious amounts of pesticide, and then fertilizing them with tons of petrochemical fertilizers, which leach all the nutrients out of the soil, so any of the food that you do wind up eating has no freaking quality to it, and so how is that good for your bottom line? Ultimately, if the only thing you're selling people is poisonous crap.
Well, it seems that when man starts interfering with nature, instead of being a good steward, instead of just, putting good, manure and biodynamic farming and watering things, they start messing with the actual mechanism of nature And since they've been doing that, if you look at, for example, horse breeding, okay, prize horses, you know, which are millions of dollars, just the stud, right? If you go and look at the standard track records of horses 100 years ago and the current track records, you know, how long it takes for a prize horse to run around a track, you'll notice that they're getting slower and slower and slower. So the more inbreeding, they're actually degenerating the racehorse lot. And the same with most animals. They no longer resemble, let's say, the strength and the performance that they had before you started interfering with them. And with a little bit of research you can do on your own, you can see that all this genetic modification is just simply creating strains of inferior plants.
Well, it's not entirely different from eugenics policy in general. Like, apparently some of the fathers of eugenics and Freud's family made a pledge with another family to only breed with each other, and by the second or third generation or what have you, that all their children were born severely disabled or mentally deficient or what have you. And it's like, this is eugenics all over again, you know. We're bringing eugenics into our farms, bringing eugenics into our schools, and we're bringing eugenics to the forefront of government policy, because apparently there's too many people. Oh, they're all just so nasty. Oh, we don't have enough resources. We don't have enough resources because like a top 0.001% of the population own them all and ain't freaking sharing. That's the whole idea behind it. And in,
well, we're all supposed to share.
And in 2008, the Organic Consumers Association put together six extremely important reasons why the country should oppose Vilsack as the head of the USDA. Sorry, another Freudian slip there. Number one, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack's support of genetically engineered pharmaceutical crops, especially pharmaceutical corn. Number two, the biggest biotechnology industry group, the Biotechnology Industry Organization, named Vilsack Governor of the Year. He was also the founder and former chair of the government of the Governor's Biotechnology Partnership. Number three, when Vilsack created the Iowa Values Fund, his first poster child of economic development potential was trans over in the pursuit of cloning dairy cows. Number four, Vilsack was the origin of the seed preemption bill in 2005, which many people in Iowa fought because it took away local government's possibility of ever, repeat, ever, having a regulation on seeds where GE should be grown, having GE-free buffers, or banning farmer corn locally, etc. And Representative Sandy Greiner, the Republican sponsor of the bill, bragged on the House floor that Vilsack put her up to it right after his State of the State address. Number five, there's only two more. Sorry, Greek, for reading these out, but I think it's important. Vilsack has a glowing reputation as being a shill for agribusiness, biotech giants like Monsanto, sustainable example advocated across the country. We're spreading the word of Vilsack's history as he was attempting to appeal voters in his presidential bid. An activist from the West Coast even made this YouTube animation about Vilsack, and the airplane in this animation is a referral to the controversy that Vilsack often travelled in Monsanto's jets. This guy is a jet-setting Monsanto salesman, okay? He's a governor who probably was funded by Monsanto in order to get into that position to pass their legislation. It's basically like a paid lobbyist. And last one, number six, Vilsack is an ardent supporter of corn and soy-based biofuels, which use as much or more fossil energy to produce them as they generate while driving up world food prices and literally starving the poor.
Well, sounds like a perfect agenda for them.
Yeah.
Isn't all this based on a world alleged presumption that the world is overpopulated?
I think it's more the fact that the people who own this freaking world just don't like people at all. I think they've become total psychopathic misanthropes, and they'll do anything to convince us to kill ourselves off while they cackle around and eat all the organic food and drink the finest champagne that Monsanto can buy.
It seems that the overpopulation is just like the global warming. And I just want to quickly mention that if anyone does ever mention that the world is becoming overpopulated, that's very easy to blow out of the water. You just have to explain to them that an automobile running for 8 hours will consume more air than one man or woman does an entire year. Okay, so if you have nearly a billion automobiles, it's and you figure in the magnitude of it, it's like having 1,000 billion people breathing air and consuming the planet. So that just shows you how robust and stable the environment here is and how many people you can actually support.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that when you start technologically advancing a society, the birth rate drops dramatically, right? Like the United States used to have a birth rate of like, what, 4.5 or something along those lines, average of like 5, 6, 7 people in the average nuclear home with a mother and father, stable family environment. They would know overpopulation in the United States because everybody was working. And now when you've got these peasants in Africa and what have you, they have to have a ton of children so that they can work the land, just so that they can survive, when the reality is if they simply were able to purchase a tractor or something of that nature, they wouldn't have any need for that amount of kids. And it's the same thing that happens in every industrialized society. The more access to technology you have, the less children you actually need to have to work and tender your land. You know, that's not overpopulation. It's a lack of technological development. And quite frankly, I think that if anybody's actually serious about bringing the third world out of poverty, send them tractors. Send them farming equipment, okay? Don't send them freaking food. They can grow their own. Send them post-hole borers. Send them things that can drill wells, okay? Give them technology for them to use. There's these computer exchange programs now where all your old computers, and believe me when I tell you, there are so many old computers that people aren't using in the Western world anymore because, hey, every time you buy one, it becomes obsolete by the time you take it out of the store. But essentially, there's these big recycling programs that a lot of activists and people are actually starting up. We can bring in your old crappy computers that you're not using anymore that still work, ship them off to Africa so that they can learn the basics of computer technology. Okay? Lift them out of poverty by giving them the ability to function in the so-called modern world. That's my problem with all these eugenics campaigns to vaccinate them and sterilize them and steal all their wealth and resources out from under them, because they don't have the technology to resist such an attack, or the education and what have you. And that's all been done on purpose, I'm sure.
I don't know if the what you might call intelligence also factors in with technology. You know, what I mean by this is, let's say you had to go out and spend a week living in the bush. Would you want to take a conventional Westerner executive with you to survive in the bush, or would you take someone from a third world country that already lives there, you see?
Yeah. Well, people,
so there's a level of intelligence there that I think that the technology, you know, people think they're intelligent because they can operate a computer or a fancy phone or something, but when it comes down to, let's say, acquiring food and water and building a shelter or fixing, just downright fixing things, I'd see the people in the third world countries being more in place or more readily equipped to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I mean, if you're not capable of surviving in a harsh environment, then you're pretty weak, aren't you? However,
yeah.
The advent of technology means you can basically survive in any environment, you know? Like, the more appropriate question should be, if you want to survive in a deep jungle environment, do you want a corporate executive who has a paid tracker, who has a Land Rover, has dried food rations, water filtration systems, and GPS locator tracking beacons, and radio and DVDs and whatever, and tents that can be put up in the middle of nowhere with zero assembly that just pop out and that kind of thing? Or do you want the guy who's living in his grass hut that's been there forever? You know, there's the more appropriate question. And I thank you, Greg, for your call, mate. You have yourself a fabulous afternoon. And we'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Bonkers.
Every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep.
me. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. I know I can't buy in sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
The fastest 2 hours in talk radio, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated continent of the South Pacific slave nation of New Zealand. Man, this country's real in a bad way, in a bad, bad way. And you know, that gives me comfort because everything's in a really bad way right now, isn't it? Everything everywhere. Doesn't matter where you are. There's some description of crap going down that you certainly don't want to see happen. You know, and it doesn't matter who gets elected anymore, does it? If you're a good guy that gets elected, you'll wind up getting demonized, shut off, what have you. Doesn't matter how many people support you. Now, the elections in New Zealand, on the other hand, have absolutely no relevance as far as I'm concerned. All right, there is no candidate that's standing up like Ron Paul is with support to take this country back, take it back from the banksters and what have you. So it's basically just it's a false choice, really, isn't it? Like the Green Jobs Initiative, here we are. This is in from Kiwi Blog. I've noticed that this election that the Greens have billboards and slogans along the lines of vote green to grow the economy. This is radically different slogan from the rhetoric of a few years ago when the Greens would denounce economic growth as evil and actually argue against growing the economy. I'm not convinced that their policies have changed, just that they have a better advertising agency. The so-called policy to create 100,000 jobs, in fact, has less substance than an anorexic leptotiphalops carle. And I have no idea what that means. They take their claim of 47,000 to 65,000 new jobs from renewable energy. They said the global market for renewable energy technology is forecast to reach an annual value of $590 to $800 billion by 2015 and 16. If we can secure just 1% of this market, we can build a new $6 to $8 billion export industry here at home, creating 47,000 to 65,000 new clean tech high-value jobs. Now, the same thing has been argued in the Uber Kingdom when talking about these new windmills that they're putting on, which are a freaking huge blight on the landscape, mind you, that are manufactured in Spain by the brother of the guy actually pushing in England to have all these things, and then they're going to be built on the land of people that he knows, who are his friends and family members, so that they can get a huge, huge monthly and yearly payment just for having these things on their land, while everybody else winds up paying much higher, considerably, for their electricity, not to mention the fact that they have to cough out for building the damn things in the first freaking place. Okay? Whatever the heck sustainable means, it certainly doesn't apply to these mother effers. Okay? They're freaking useless. Renewable energy is a joke, okay? Has been for quite some time. About 90% or some odd of the exhaust that comes out of your pipe, which apparently you can't even commit suicide with anymore, is unburned hydrocarbons. And extremely efficient vehicles, like the Pogue carburetor that was made in the late 30s, I believe, got 200 miles per gallon by vaporizing the petrol. One guy accidentally drove home a car from Ford General Motors, and he got 500 miles without the tank even moving off of the full needle. And so he drove it back. And they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you accidentally drove away one of our prototype models. Here, have one of the regular ones." This is just freaking BS from start to finish. And anybody who thinks about saving the environment has anything to do with economics, they're wrong. Okay? It has to do with the suppression of technology. This is what we were talking about before, is that if you want somebody to develop, you've got to give them technology. How else are they supposed to do it, you know? Evolution's a pretty freaking slow process, as far as I know. Unless, of course, you think X-Men are real. Now, the translation of this provided by a financial analyst. So, if the global market for green tech gets to an incredibly high number, and if we could secure 1% of this incredibly high number, and if those were highly paid jobs, and if they didn't replace any other jobs in the economy, then hurrah! We should have 65,000 jobs. Now, if the Greens were promoting a prospectus, you could get them jailed for securities fraud. But it doesn't stop there. ACT candidate Stephen Whittington points out their massive mistake, which would have them fail NCEA Level 1 maths, he explains. I honestly cannot believe that the Greens have made such a simple mistake in a document which is intended to set out how they will finance their plans to significantly increase government expenditure. The Greens predict that increasing minimum wages will increase tax revenue by $519 million, even assuming that people don't lose their jobs, which they will. Increasing the minimum wage will reduce tax revenue. Increased wages will increase the amount of PAYE collected by the government, but wages are also a deductible expense to business. Given that the marginal personal income tax is lower than the corporate tax rate, increased minimum wages will decrease revenue from corporate income tax more than will be increased from PAYE, even assuming no increase in unemployment. Basically, here's the green agenda, if you want to just put it bluntly. Destroy the economy and put us back into a feudal serf state where a technocratic bunch of scumbags will monitor everything that you do, every emission you make, and track every move you make via surveillance technology in a global Uber police state where the earth has more value than man. Okay? You kick over a rock accidentally in a stream, you'll be executed. You know, because your life has no value. And that rock in the stream has a great part to play in the environment, and it helps everybody. It's just like full-on collectivism. All right? Basically, the individual no longer matters. Who gives an F about individuals? Ha-ha! After all, there's none of them left. It's only collectivists. The reality being, of course, that there's no such thing as a collective. When you look at a group of people, all I see is a group of people. I don't see red voters. I don't see green voters. I don't see blue voters or what have you. I just see individuals. Okay? Because you can't touch a group, can you? It's a freaking abstraction. You know, no more than you can touch a forest. You can touch a tree. And what these people believe is that the tree doesn't matter, only the forest. And you can't have one without the other, is my argument. And it's foolish to think that anything different. Okay? Now, if they actually think something different, they're foolish. Or do they have another agenda at play here? Are they playing into the globalist pincher attack, where the one side of the argument is we need to make the economy go stronger by creating new jobs and blah, 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 and increasing taxes and austerity and various other things, versus
we just want to make sure that the green economy grows even more, so that way we'll have new green jobs, which will only completely destroy the economy as it stands, and basically make sure that everybody who winds up making any money out of it gets it all taken away by taxes in the end, because it's better for the collective.
This is the, come on. Am I the only one who thinks this? I don't think so. You know, there's so many intelligent people out there. How can they buy this BS? And the problem is, you know, I'm non-partisan, you know. I don't like any of them, frankly. I have no faith in the political system, really, at all in any kind. You know, I participate in it to a large extent, but in my opinion, it's all just a big show put on, dancing around, doing the can-can, you know, dancing the apocalypto all night long so that you'll wind up getting deceived enough and get your hopes up enough so that you'll actually think of doing something as foolish as voting for these monsters. Okay? And the monster is big. The monster will attack and kill. It needs to be taken down. Not just restrained, but eliminated completely so that it can't feast upon the rest of the crew that run this freaking country. And I'm talking about the real crew. All right? Small to medium business owners, and this is the exact same thing in the United States, are the vast majority of employers. This whole massive mega corporation death company continuation can't be tolerated any longer. Okay? They don't care about the individual. They're all collectivists at the top up there. They're all globalists. They play on a global freaking chessboard, don't they? And they're trying to get us into checkmate, where all of the individual and the small businesses will be so overtaxed, where commerce will be so difficult, where complying to the endless amounts of new rules and regulations that are coming out will be so immense that it will destroy business forever in our nations. And only the big evil scumbags who finance the little evil scumbags to push their agenda in government will be the ones benefiting from all of this Shiite Muslim. And quite frankly, I've had enough of it. And I think everybody else, whether or not they realize it, has certainly had enough of being lied to, has certainly had enough of having their country's assets taken off them arbitrarily, and has certainly had enough with secret closed-door meetings where they debate how to convince the public to vote for them when they're going to screw them over as soon as they've been given power by the people they wish to destroy. Nah. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't sell out. This is the Vinnie Eastwood Show.